The first medical marijuana dispensary in Massachusetts is expected to open this month, but it may not have any actual dried marijuana for sale. Labs that are testing marijuana grown by dispensaries and by individual patients say the state's safety standards are so tight that almost all the plants are failing. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has details.
The main issue is lead. Chris Hudala is the chief scientific officer at Proverde Laboratories, one of two marijuana testing facilities in Massachusetts.
To date, every sample of cannabis that we have tested for heavy metals, particularly lead, would fail the existing regulations.
Hudala says plants are failing because the state's lead standard is unreasonably restrictive. His calculations show that the amount of lead allowed in Massachusetts is 14 times lower than Connecticut and 50 times lower than what's permitted by Colorado.
Lead is a naturally occurring element, and there's a significant difference between lead in our environment and contamination levels of lead.
Using the Massachusetts standard, Hudala says some vegetables he picked up at his local grocery store would fail also.
For instance, potatoes that we tested had similar levels. We found it in a celery sample as well.
State rules say plants that fail safety tests cannot be smoked or ingested in their raw form. But dispensaries can extract the chemical compounds, the cannabinoids, and use those ingredients to make pills, oils, and edible products. Dispensaries can sell those products as long as they pass safety tests. The State Department of Public Health wrote the testing rules for marijuana. Spokesman Scott Zoback says DPH is reviewing testing concerns.
The new administration continues to evaluate all aspects of the medical use of marijuana program, including testing protocols, to address and ensure a balance of both patient safety and patient access.
Kevin Gilnack, director of the Commonwealth Dispensary Association, suggests in a statement he reads for this story that the state will address this problem soon.
We appreciate that DPH has been proactive in seeking input from dispensaries, labs, and other stakeholders to take a diligent approach to address the issue of testing.
Labs are also raising concerns about the state's pesticide testing standard. The state published a list of banned pesticides, but what if dispensaries use something that's not on the list? Michael Kahn, president of MCR Labs, another marijuana testing facility, says the state should require testing for any pesticide dispensaries use.
A much better approach would be to have inspections to see whether they are using pesticides, and if they are using pesticides, which ones, and test for the pesticides that they did use to see if they made it into the final product.
Kahn is also worried that problems with marijuana samples may not be reported accurately to the state. Under Massachusetts rules, the labs present their findings to dispensaries. The state will get lab results from the dispensaries.
It's in their best interest, perhaps, to not convey what's safe, but to convey what is most profitable.
There's no indication that public health regulators plan to separate labs from dispensaries and make them independent entities. But there's a lot in flux as Massachusetts gets ready for commercial sales of marijuana for medical use. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.